Billy Twelve Trees, thanks very much for joining me. How's the atmosphere in camp at the moment?
It's been good this week, actually. Looking forward to the final game for us of the season, as it were. But it's been a bit more relaxed, some sore bodies through the long season, but everyone's looking forward to the challenge ahead of Canada.
Yes, indeed. Now, with the results you've had so far, does that give you license to be a bit more relaxed? You've fairly cruised to results against the USA and Tonga so far.
No, I don't think we'd ever relax. So I think we always approach every game the same sort of principles, you know, what we wanted to get together and, you know, the targets of winning the tournament and stuff and throwing some shapes together and just being a general squad and, you know, putting some good things together on the pitch. And I think against Tonga and USA, we managed to do that well. But, you know, Canada will be a different outfit, a very well-organised team, and it's going to be challenging. So hopefully the weather's good, we can play some good rugby.
Yes, indeed. Now, personally speaking, you've had a great season with Leicester. Saxon seemed to have gelled well in the last couple of weeks. Have you achieved what you hoped to this season? Have you overachieved? Would you like to be included in that APS squad that's going to be training towards the World Cup? How do you feel you've measured up?
Personally, I was just, you know, looking to get in the squad for Leicester and play more week in, week out for them and break into the first team, because it's been a bit on and off for me. Yeah. So, and then getting the Saxons call-up was just a nice little surprise, and just to go through it in the Six Nations and now in the Churchill Cup, it's been good to get some game time with some new players. So I think you just take it as it goes, and I'd rather just concentrate on Leicester in the pre-season.
Okay. Now, I think when we're all 18 in life, we all think that we know everything about what's going on. I'm 18, I'm a man, I know what's going on. And then maybe by the time you get to 21, you realise you didn't know it all. And in terms of the rugby that you've been playing for club and then stepping up to the Saxons, how much of your game in terms of what you learn is still developing?
I think you develop all the time. I don't think there's any one point in your career where you'd be, you know, established. You're always going to learn new stuff off new people when they bring it to the party. I think coaches acknowledge that as well with players, and some boys need more work-ons and stuff and different aspects of the game. So I'm always learning. I'll be never finished the article, and coming away with the Saxons has highlighted a few things I need to do differently as well. So that's been good about it, but getting different perspectives from Stuart and JC has been good.
And do you tend to learn those things on the training park with your peers, or will it be things that perhaps players will do when you're facing them on an international stage that will show you things that you need to look out for?
I think it's always on the training pitch, really. I think when it comes to a game, you're always concentrating on what you need to do at that specific time. You know, take one step at a time. But it's been, you also learn on the pitch as well. But I think in training, you get to stop and go over things, and coaches talk it through, and players suggest things that we should be doing, and I think that's what's good about the squad. Everyone's been, you know, chirping up, and it's been very helpful.
Now, one of your colleagues at Leicester who might be watching the game on Saturday, I hope you perform well, is Jordan Murphy. Now, I've heard a rumour that he calls you 36. Is that right?
It's not. He never ever called me 36, actually.
It's just a complete lie.
It's a complete lie. It's a complete rumour. That's not true.
But, I absolutely love that if it was true.
I know. I think he said it once to on TV, so a lot of people have cottoned onto it, but no one actually at the club calls me it.
I'm hoping it catches on for next season.
I'm not.
Well, listen, best of luck in the game on Saturday, and we really hope you do well.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Lovely.